more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues. Of course, you know how to reach me. And if you don't, I'm going to tell you anyway. Email me, Peter at petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go out to the phones to San Juan out in Puerto Rico. I've got John on the phone. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I was reading that there's, if you're traveling to the United Kingdom, you need a new document called an ETA or electronic travel authorization in addition to your passport. And it costs money, £20, I think is what I read. And I'm wondering what other countries require this in Europe or elsewhere? And if so, how do you go about getting it? And how much time do you need to apply for this before you travel?
Well, you're absolutely correct. You do need something called an ETA if you're going anywhere in the United Kingdom and you're going to stay there. If you're just changing planes at Heathrow and going on, you don't, but you might as well protect yourself and get it. It takes about 72 hours from the time you apply for one, which you do online, to the time you get it. It's tied to your exact passport number. It's done electronically, but you'll get a confirmation that you have it. And you're right, it's about $20. Now, you asked about the other countries that may have it. Well, the European Union has been playing around the idea of what they call an ETIAS, exactly the same thing, an electronic travel authorization. But they kept on kicking the can down the road. They didn't do it in 2024. They didn't do it in 2025. They're now rattling the cage again, saying they're going to do it this year, but they're not going to do it if they're going to do it at all until probably August or September. So we're monitoring that very carefully. That will get you entrance into all of the European Union countries. And then there's another one that's already on the books, and that's Australia. They have their version of the ETA, and all of these, by the way, you go online, and very easy to access that. And if you don't have it, guess what? You can't get on the plane to go. Now, once you do have it, one thing which I think you'll appreciate, whether you're going to the UK or the European Union, is that they've actually finally made it easier for you once you land in those countries to get through immigration and passport control. They now have e-gates. They basically do biometric reading of your face. They match it to your passport photo, and boom, the gate opens, and you've entered. No long 3-hour standing in line deals. The only thing that you're not going to get these days, and if you're a sentimental idiot like me, John, you miss it, you're not going to get your passport stamped. But other than that, it's actually a faster way to go. So I hope I answered your question.
Thank you.
You got it, and thanks for the call. Now let's go to some emails. Here's one from Bill, who writes, who was listening to our show, by the way, from Richmond, Virginia, a couple of weeks ago, who said, what was the name of the small fried fish you discussed with a lady from Richmond, Virginia? I can't forget it. You ready? Sugar toads. That's right. And you know what? Everybody loves them in Richmond, so go check them out. Now let's go to the emails again. Here's one from Lewis, who writes, I've been an avid listener to your radio program in Chicago for many years. Okay, let's go Chicago. He says, my grandsons live in Manhattan, and after hearing your broadcast about the treasures of the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria, remember we broadcast Eye on Travel from there a few weeks ago, he said, I wanted them to experience this New York gem firsthand. I am sure they will remember their visit for many years. Thank you for your advice. Well, you know what? Lewis sent a picture of his grandson standing in front of the iconic clock in the lobby of the iconic Waldorf Astoria. Thank you so much for sending that. It brought a smile to my face because I was about their age when I first saw that same exact clock. And by the way, if you go back to that clock, look at it carefully. As you rotate around, there are the metal inscriptions and statues of some very famous Americans inside that clock. It tells so many stories. Speaking of telling stories, I've been getting a number of emails recently from some listeners who think I'm being too political. And I'm not. This show is not about politics. This show is about travel, but it's also about pragmatism, about the process of travel. And what elicited these emails, apparently, was when I reported on the very sudden announcement from the DHS a couple of weeks ago that they were suspending global entry and suspending travel, pre-check for TSA, claiming it was because of staffing issues. Now, what did I report? I reported the facts. There were no staffing issues. No, none. Nobody was out sick. They had a full complement of agents, both at Customs and Border Protection and at TSA. And so why would that agency suspend the service at both of these services, claiming there were staffing issues? Well, the only possible solution was a political one to understand what happened, and I reported that. What did I report? They were basically trying to, in a punitive way, leverage this decision to push Congress to go back out and fund the DHS and end the partial government showdown. Showdown or slowdown, you know what I'm talking about. So was I being a blue state person or a red state person? No, I was being a traveler and a reporter trying to tell you what was going on. And by the way, that's still the case. So this is not about endorsing a candidate. This show is not about a political agenda. This is about the process of travel and trying to make your travels as easy and seamless and without hassle as possible. So when a government agency, Democrat or Republican, makes a decision like that, I have to call them out, which is what I did then and what I'll continue to do. Back with more as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. Been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Malibu Beach Inn right here on Carbon Beach in Malibu, California. Of course, you can always reach me. You know the drill. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go to some of those emails. Here's one from Christy who writes, given the recent issues in Mexico, is it still safe to go to Mexico? Well, I'll give you a general and a specific answer, Christy. The general answer is yes. The qualified answer is, where in Mexico are you going, right? I don't think you're going to Ciudad Juarez or Nuevo Laredo, but for me, I'd have no issues going to Puerto Vallarta or Cozumel or Cancun or Guadalajara for that matter. The bottom line is, you want to read State Department advisories, you want to read the British Foreign Office advisories to their citizens, and then you can go online and look at the English language newspapers that you can see online that are published in Mexico. Read the last 30 days of issues, then you'll be able to make an intelligent decision. But the odds are overwhelmingly, I'll say that again, overwhelmingly in your favor. All right. Here's one from Ken who writes, when I look up the cost and frequent flyer points for business class seats on the United Airlines website, it seems United's ask is always just a little bit more than my current points balance. Since I must log in to start this process and they know who I am and what I've earned, is it possible there's an algorithm that responds specifically to my request? Just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean they're not also moving the goalposts. All right, so now let's talk about this, Ken. Do algorithms exist to do that? They do. Delta Airlines earlier last year boasted about something called personalized pricing, where they would figure out what your price pain point was, how high they could charge you, where you'd still pay for the ticket, based on what they knew about you. Well, here's the situation with your question about United. Could they be doing it? Yes. Are they doing it? I would probably guess not. But what they are doing is moving the goalposts. They're constantly devaluing the mileage levels. In fact, to give you an idea of how crazy it's gotten, just about 10 days ago, United Airlines announced that if you didn't buy your ticket with their United credit card linked to their mileage program, you'd get 40% fewer miles. It's crazy. So here's what you do. It's okay for you to pick up the phone. That's right, what a concept. Pick up the phone, call United, and ask them how many miles would it take to fly from A to B. They can tell you that before you ever reveal who you are or what your mileage number is. Okay? Try it that way. All right? Or research everything online, then clean out your cookies or use somebody else's computer and go back in online and see what's changed. All right. Here's one from Jasmine.
Another question like the earlier question. My family and I are planning a trip to Cancun at the end of this month. Is it a good time to travel during this time? Well, if you could avoid spring break, absolutely. If you're worried about the violence and all those videos you saw in terms of killing the cartel leader, I'm going to ask everybody listening to the show right now, think about this. When you saw the videos and the still photos of the gang violence, the cartel violence in those cities of Guadalajara and Puerto Vallarta following the killing and capture, or the capture and killing, I should say, of the leader of one of the Mexican cartels, what did you see? What do you remember seeing on those videos or still photos? You saw maybe a Costco burning down, a church on fire, big church cathedral on fire. You saw cars and buses being burned out. You know what? Did they burn out two or three cars? Yes. Two or three buses? Yes. And were the airports closed in Guadalajara? Yes, for about 15 hours. But the pictures you saw of Costco burning down and that cathedral on fire, AI-generated garbage, maybe even done by the cartel to show the extent of what they wanted you to believe was their retaliation. So I'm just telling you, be aware of that, because, look, at the end of the day, you know, you need to trust but verify. And in that situation, you didn't verify. A lot of people got panicked. A lot of people canceled their trips. Okay. All right. A lot of questions like yours. I'm just scrolling down these emails today, and everybody wants it. Now, here's one. Very interesting one, and one we have to pay attention to. Jim says, on your recent show from Monaco, you mentioned not to pay for travel more than 60 days out to stay within credit card dispute rights unless you can verify that what you're paying for is going into a separate third-party escrow account. What about Viking travel? He's talking about Viking river cruises that requires full payment for a European river cruise 10 or 11 months in advance. Well, the same principle applies. Go back and check with Viking. You can also do that through your travel agent to find out if the money you're giving them is going into a protected third-party escrow account. And that money can't then be released to Viking until you board the ship and you actually set sail, so that they or other tour operators or travel providers, I'm not singling out Viking for doing this because I don't think they do, but we've had so many instances of where these people do it, where they're robbing Peter to pay Paul because they're undercapitalized and leveraged, and next thing you know, they run out of money and go out of business before your trip, and your deposit money or your full payment money is lost. So always ask, are you putting this in a full third-party escrow account, and can you verify that for me? And then give them the deposit. Still pay with a credit card, but that way you're protected. All right? That music means we're out of time for the whole show. I want to thank Anthony Protas for doing the producing out here on the beach. What a tough assignment. Amanda Morris, our producer in New York. Jeff Ryder running the boards in Connecticut. And, of course, Gregory Day and the entire staff of the Malibu Beach Inn. Thanks so much for having us. And we'll see you next week, everybody, from another distant location somewhere around the world. Bye-bye, everybody.
You've been listening to Eye on Travel with Peter Greenberg. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com for more information and sign up for our newsletter. Eye on Travel is a CBS Audio Network production.